In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Listen to it carefully, but understand this, that in the last days there will come perilous times of great stress and great trouble. It will be hard to bear with. For men will be lovers of self, utterly self-centered, lovers of money, aroused by an inordinate desire for wealth, proud, arrogant, contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, profane. They will be without natural human affection. Yeah, we're the first state in the union to have gay marriage, you know? That's an oxymoron anyway. Relentless, intemperate, loose in morals, conduct uncontrolled, fierce haters of good. They will be treacherous, rash, inflated with self-conceit, lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements, more than and rather than lovers of God. They will hold a form of religion, and they will deny the power. Oh yes, a form of religion. You know, I just want to speak to the Holy Father today. The Holy Father is into getting back to the Latin. Let me just tell you, a form of religion is not going to change people. Honest Holy Father, you need priests that are converted. That's what you need. You have all the Latin masses you want, but ask the people, how do you lead someone to Jesus Christ? And it's the other extreme too. You have all the new liturgy that you want. It doesn't make a difference. The form doesn't make a difference, but the preacher does. The preacher who preaches the gospel. Form means nothing. So people want to pretend they're more reverent, you know, beating their breast. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, give me a break. I'll tell you when people ask for the mercy of God, when they're on their faces and nobody sees them. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. What I'm saying is this. It makes no difference if it's Latin or English. It makes no difference if it's Tridentine Mass or Novus Ordo. It makes no difference. What makes a difference is the preacher. Because if you don't have a preacher bringing them to Christ, changing their lives, they're just going to be the same old junk. We heard Mel Gibson the other day. You know, Mel Gibson, an old Catholic, you know, Tridentine Rite. You know, he was being interviewed, and he used the F word and left. And he won't go to Mass unless it's Tridentine Rite. You know, Tridentine Rite doesn't do it. English doesn't do it. Really, it doesn't do it. Honest, it doesn't do it. Conversion does it. Conversion does it. I'm going to read it again. This is what we are living today. In the last days, that's today, the last days, we're living in the last days. There will come perilous times. We are living in perilous times of great stress and trouble. Yeah, economic stress, moral stress, psychological stress. We are living in those days. For people will be lovers of self. Lovers of self. Oh, buy this product and you'll become the beautiful woman. Buy this product and you become the he-man. Oh, yeah. Lovers of self. Lovers of self. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all? Yeah. Lovers of self. Self-centered. If you don't take care of yourself, who's going to take care of you? You got to think about number one. Oh, how many times have I heard that? Yes, you have to take care of yourself. But if you're going to keep on thinking about number one, how boring it is. How boring it is to keep on thinking about number one. How boring it is to keep on thinking about number one. Let me tell you, I shouldn't be thinking about myself at all. Saint Therese Coudère, the order of the Cenacle Sisters, says, I think about myself every day, only enough to turn myself to God. That's right. Only enough to turn myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how much I think about myself. That I make sure that I'm behind what he's doing. That I make sure that I'm in love with him. That I make sure that he is my Lord, my refuge, my rock, my salvation. That's what I do. You know, self-centered. Lovers of money. Oh yeah, lovers of money. I can tell if you're a lover of money. You don't give it away. You don't give it away. You don't tithe and you don't give offerings. Lovers of money. I don't have it. Well, I'm going to tell you, you need to do it anyway. You need to do it anyway. Lovers of money. Lovers of money. Lovers of money. Yeah. Lovers of money. That's right. Lovers of money. Listen. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I have all that I need and much more. But I'm going to tell you, I am generous. I need to be generous because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He gave Jesus. God is generous. And he told me, when your generosity shows, you remind me of me because I gave Jesus. And I love to see you being generous. And you know what? The more I give, the more I receive. And I don't give to receive. But you know what? I receive anyway. And then I keep on giving. That's the way it is. But you see, that's faith. That's faith, and I thank God. And you know what? What I gave in 2009, only God knows what I'm going to give in 2010, all right? Only God knows. Only God knows. Aroused by an inordinate desire for wealth, proud and arrogant, contemptuous boasters. Yeah, boasters. Boasters, yeah, boasters. What can I boast of? Did not St. Paul said, when you were chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ, none of you were born with silver spoons in your mouth. None of you were great. None of you were of high rating. Did not God choose Israel? When he looks at Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, he says, why did I choose you? Because you were the greatest of nations. Oh, no, you weren't the greatest. You were the least of nations. Because you were the most beautiful. No, your mother was a Hittite and your father was an Amorite. That's Ezekiel 16. You were born on the wrong side of the tracks. Why did I choose you? Because I, God the Father, desired to place my love upon you. That's why he chose Israel. That's why he chose me. I have nothing. What do I have? I have nothing. Anything I have, I've been given. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anything I have, I've been given. I've been given all that I have. So why should I boast? My boast is in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has saved me. My boast is in, I have nobody but Jesus. My boast is, I want to do what Jesus is doing, and I want to be behind what Jesus is doing. That's my boast. My boast is, he chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Here I am, Lord, I come to do thy will. That weakness has nothing to do with not doing great things. If we bank our weakness in the cross of Jesus Christ, we will get the interest back, and the interest will be that we will do great things in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah, desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive. Yeah, hear these children now, abusive to each other. That a little girl commits suicide. Abusive. One dad in New Hampshire, know what he did? He got two people to beat up the people that are literally tormenting his daughter. Good for him. Good for him. You leave her alone. You touch her again, and you want to know what? Good for him. Good for him. We're going to let these things happen? And what do the school officials do? They're another one, like the church, Minnie Minkle, in the corner, doing nothing. Well, you know, they're children. Yeah, they're children, all right. They're children. I'm going to tell you, because they have no faith, because they have, and that's the church's fault. That's the church's fault. Father Karapi says, if the problem is in the world, blame the priests. That's right. Blame the priests, because they haven't done their vocation. Disobedient to parents, yeah, disobedient to parents. We have children bringing their parents to court. Not wonderful. Isn't that lovely? Ungrateful, unholy, profane, profane. You know, I get sick when I watch television. And they have these little kids. You know, I saw something on the plane the other day, and they, you know, they're like 6 years old, and they're doing ballroom dancing, and they're dressed up. The little girls are dressed up like little sluts. 6 years old, they should be playing with dolls. They should be singing nursery rhymes. They should be playing hopscotch. They should be out in the field running. The boys should be fishing, hitting a ball. They should be playing relievio, dodge. You know, and here we have six-year-old kids, and we have them dressed up like little prostitutes. We're like, come on. Our children have lost their innocence. And a big reason is because we use the television as a babysitter. The television is a babysitter. And they see things, and they're going to be sexually aroused at 6 years old. You know, I knew nothing at 6 years old. I knew nothing at 12 years old. But you know what? I had an innocence that cannot be bought. Some people say, well, people take advantage of you. You know what? People have taken advantage of me. But you know, that's okay. That's okay. I always take them back. I have to, because Jesus always takes me back. It's the way it is. They will be treacherous, rash, inflated with self-deceit, lovers of sensual pleasures, lovers of vain amusements, more than and rather than lovers of God. That's right. Inflated with self-conceit. Really, the self-conceit is they don't even know who they are. So they pretend to be somebody else because they're all wearing masks. Lovers of sensual pleasures. Yeah, because they've been brought up in the midst of sensual pleasures. At 6 years old, at 5 years old. You know, this is so sad. The innocence of children is lost. Vain amusements. Oh, yeah. They're playing all these video games. Oh, they're hours playing these video games. Listen, I don't mind playing video games for once in a while, but you know, it could be hours and hours and hours. They're not breathing God's fresh air. Lovers of vain amusements, rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of religion, they deny the power. They deny the power. And I'm going to just tell you, most of our churches hold a form of religion. And if the Holy Father is listening, I want to tell you very, very humbly, Latin won't do it. Honest. But priests that are converted, like Francis Xavier, Vincent Ferrer, Ignatius of Loyola, they'll do it. You see, we always, always, always are looking for an out. It's got to be Latin. That's where we're going to get people reverent. Give me a royal break. Let me just tell you, the priests, most of them, that were accused, they were the ones who celebrated the Latin Mass. Okay? Most of them. It's not Latin. It's lack of conversion. But we don't throw those priests out. Let me just tell you what the diocese did. You know, this is so sad. There were six priests in Regina Clary. Now, Regina Clary is the old age home for retired priests. And many, 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 many years ago, they were accused. Okay? The insurance company said to the Archdiocese of Boston, you've got to get these priests out of the old age home. They are a danger. Now, these are old men, like one is 86, okay? So they told the six priests they would have to move. Now, these are old men. These are old men. Two of the priests died before they had to move. Their hearts, well, where am I going? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how they died. They didn't kill themselves. They didn't kill them. It had nothing to do with suicide, but it did have to do with broken hearts. And four of the priests were thrown out. Even though I said these are the priests that celebrated the Latin Mass, they still need to be taken care of. They are priests. They are the anointed of the Lord. What they did has been forgiven if they were repentant. And of course they're repentant. But what does the church in Boston do? They throw out these six priests. Two died. Holy Mother, the church. I don't think so. Would a mother do that to her children? I don't think so. Having a form of religion, Archdiocese of Boston, but denying the power of forgiveness because the insurance company says this. I don't think so. Is this the way Jesus would act? I don't think so. What would Boston have done with Augustine, who had a baby and a concubine, a mistress, before he was converted? He became the Bishop of Hippo. What would Boston have done with Augustine? He could never be ordained because the insurance company would say, he is a liability. What would Boston have done with Saul of Tarsus, who was a murderer? Yet we hold these people up, but when priests fall, be it with women, with children, and they've repented, when they're in their 80s, we throw them out. We throw them out. This is what we do. Holy Mother, the Church, a form of religion, but denying its power. Do you believe that saddens me? It saddens me, like, give me a break. Give me a break. These are old men. But the insurance company said, they are dangerous. Yeah, dangerous. Oh, so many people hold a form of religion but deny the power. They wouldn't know the power. They wouldn't know Jesus if he bit them in the leg, most people. They wouldn't know Jesus. Let me just tell you, if Jesus came to all the churches today, we'd throw him out. He wouldn't belong. Because you know what he'd start doing? Throwing over the benches. My house shall be called a house of prayer and worship and sacrifice. You have made it a den of thieves. You're playing in the church rather than praying. You lock your doors. I am Jesus. I dwell in the blessed sacrament. I am the Lord. You lock me out from the people. What Jesus would do, he'd be knocking down the chairs, just like he did in the temple. And then what we do, we'd call 911. That's what we do. 911 on Jesus. When it was Jesus Christ who was doing what he was doing because we have a form of religion and deny its power. Tomorrow I'll finish this in the third chapter of 2 Timothy. But you see, this is all of us. You know, we're all the me generation. All of us. Me too. It's all about me. Me, 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 me. Yeah, do, re, me. Yeah, please. Please. It's time. It's time to get converted. It's time to turn our hearts to Jesus. It's time. He will never reject a sinner. It's time, it's time, it's time. We have the School of the Holy Spirit at the Espousal Retreat House between February 17th and the 23rd. February 17th and the 23rd. And it's at the Espousal Retreat House in Waltham, Massachusetts. For more information, You dial this number, 781-209-3120, 781-209-3120, 781-209-3120, 781-209-3120. And you know what? Jimmy has received a call to do some stuff, but now he's idle and he's looking for work. 617-519-0341. That's Jimmy the roofer. People come to Holy Rosary. Oh, you're Jimmy the roofer. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And you know what? I have a ministry of giving away cars. You might be getting a new car and have an old car in your garage or whatever. I could give it away to people who need it. So you know what? You call the Holy Rosary, and we will give you the tax write-off. Because you know what? People are in need. Please, give that car to Father Tom so he can give it to somebody good. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. That's about the automobile. 617-846-1210. I don't want a car that you wouldn't have Jesus ride in. I want a car that goes. And you have a new car, you don't know what to do with your old one, we'll give you a tax write-off. 617-519-0341 is Jimmy. And if you want the car, to give me the car for people, for God's people, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. And are you coming to the School of the Holy Spirit between the 17th and the 23rd? 781-209-3120. God bless you. More tomorrow.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.